I'm Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden just spent about 6 hours in Kyiv, Ukraine. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is traveling with the president.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. President Biden made a surprise trip to Ukraine today to demonstrate solidarity as the Russian war enters its second year.
The Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you.
At a joint statement in Kyiv alongside his Ukrainian counterpart, Mr. Biden announced an extra $500 million in U.S. assistance for Ukraine, including shells for howitzers, anti-tank missiles, and air surveillance radar.
In Georgia, people are rallying support for former President Jimmy Carter, who's now in hospice care.
Former President Jimmy Carter taught Sunday school at Maranatha Baptist Church here for decades.
The very last lesson he gave was on November the 3rd, 2019, talking about that he had no fears of leaving this earth and going to his heavenly place.
Church Deacon Zach Steele reflecting back now that Mr. Carter is under hospice care at his home. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Plains, Georgia.
Classes resumed today at Michigan State University a week after a deadly shooting that left three students dead. WWJ's Charlie Langton talked to kids on campus.
Brandon Sim, he's a freshman. He attended his writing class, but how many students showed up?
About half the class showed up. You can tell that they were hesitant to come back.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel a little sad because I like engaging in the classroom setting with all my peers, but, you know, I totally, like I said, understand because it's a tough situation.
Chaos at Mardi Gras in New Orleans after a shooting left one person dead and four others injured. Witnesses say people ran when they heard shots.
There are children here. There is no need for anybody to bring a gun to a Mardi Gras parade, regardless of what's going on.
At least one suspect has been arrested. North Korea has fired two short-range missiles towards Japan. Lucy Kraft has the latest from Tokyo.
Pyongyang released a statement threatening to launch missiles over Japan and to use the Pacific Ocean as a firing range in response to joint military training by the U.S. and its allies.
Park officials found a scary surprise at a park in Brooklyn. WCBS reporter Jessica Moore has details.
Parks employees caught the four-foot-long gator after maintenance staff spotted it. They say the reptile was in poor condition, very lethargic, and possibly cold-shocked since it's native to warm tropical climates. The alligator was taken to the Bronx Zoo for rehabilitation. Still unclear how he got there, but experts are reminding people that it is illegal to dump animals in city parks.
Luckily, no one was hurt. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt-Nair. Here's what you need to know. More wintry weather coming our way. Snow expected to start Tuesday night into Wednesday before warmer temperatures turn it back to rain for southern Wisconsin. As the storm moves west to east across the state, snowfall will continue through Thursday in the central and northern parts. Warmer weather later in the week will create the potential for freezing rain in central and southern Wisconsin. Tomorrow is primary election day. Voters casting ballots among four candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court. The two top finishers move on to the April 4th general election. The eventual winner will determine whether conservatives keep the majority on the court or it flips 4-3 to liberal control for at least the next 2 years. The court upheld President Joe Biden's win in Wisconsin in 2020 by just one vote when conservative Brian Hagedorn sided with the liberal justices to confirm President Biden's win. I'm Jane Matt-Nair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK Radio. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke, Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers on a Monday afternoon. You are listening to this fine program across the Civic Media Network, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side for Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX 1580 AM. Almost slipped up there and called it the former name, but that's okay. I haven't done that yet, but it got close just there. Coming off of this weekend, shaking off the rust, and the big guy, he is in an undisclosed location somewhere in the Fox Valley doing very, very important work. And in his absence, I am joined on this Monday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, across several Civic Media stations, including WRCE News from the Center, WXCO Bull Falls Radio, our friends up in Wausau, carrying Chad Holmes, the Chad Holmes Show right now, as well as Lake Air, WLAK in Amory. Todd Alba, how you doing, my friend?
Absolutely fantastic. Great to see you, as always. Look, appreciate the opportunity. I had to change my jersey. I took off the Triple A jersey. I put on the Major League jersey, and I am set to go.
Stop
so it. Here we are across the statewide network, and always glad when you invite me on. So never can replace
It's apples
Brian
to
Kelly.
Oranges, though, too. It is apples to oranges. And you see, you always say that this is the big leagues. I think
it
the
is.
Big leagues is 3 hours. Doing a three-hour show, that's the big leagues. You got to be ready. You get prepared. Sometimes I get done doing whatever else I'm doing running around in the bowels of Civic Media. Ooh. And I come up for air, and then boom, there's a microphone in front of my face, and I just got to start talking. So you do a three-hour show. That takes a lot more work than what I'm doing here.
It just means that I've been exposed to more politicians over my life. I have a greater ability to BS. I'm more windy. That's all that means.
Okay.
This is the talent. It's not quantity of airtime. It's quality of airtime.
We will continue to have that debate and over again.
But I'm happy to be here.
We really, really appreciate you joining us. And we got Evan on the board. Evan, hope you're doing well. Really appreciate you on those ones and twos. Look at him.
Evan is the best. Get to work with him tomorrow night for election night coverage. You're always it's like you can sit back and get on the small jet. You're like, can this thing fly? And then you see the Evans at the controls, and you're like, oh, I'll enjoy my martini.
There you go.
I'm absolutely in good hands with Captain Evan.
We got a little behind the scenes insight there. Then Todd's going to be enjoying his martinis out of his coffee mug tomorrow night during the election night coverage.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
but that does
let us feed into our first area, and we'll take tangents throughout the entire hour. If you want to share one, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. You can also tweet the show at Dueling Tangents. But Todd, we've got a statewide primary tomorrow. Have you made a plan to be a voter yet?
I have made a plan. My plan is to drive myself to the polls tomorrow, voting in person. And my neighborhood polling place is literally a two-minute drive from my place.
Yes.
So it's not bad at all. So yeah, I'll be voting, driving myself. But everybody should make a plan. Big race, not just the Wisconsin Supreme Court race tomorrow, also referendum, whether you think they should be on there or not, important to vote in them, mm-hmm. and also appellate court judges, local races as well. You have mayoral races across the state, so lots to be voting for.
Yes, and I did not vote early, so I will be voting in person as well tomorrow, and I like to walk the dog to the polling place. It's the local library.
Is that an analogy for something?
No, you literally walk the dog. And my fiance and I take turns. One stays outside of the dog, and the other goes inside and votes, and then vice versa. February primaries may be questionable if that's what we're going to do, just depending on how many people will be in line and what kind of wait would be outside the library tomorrow. But we'll kind of play it by ear. There is some developing forecasts across the state as well, as you pointed out.
You're laughing.
It's because I never believe. There are some reports across the state of Wisconsin that there could be upwards of 18 inches of snow in some portions of the state.
We got it directly from Kara this morning, or Kara, pardon me, Kara, weatherology meteorologist. This ain't Toddy saying this. This is a licensed full-bird meteorologist. She's saying, in all seriousness, Amory, that area of the state.
Okay.
By, if you count up the snow totals from today, tonight through Thursday, when all is said and done, you may have upwards of 18 inches in Amory.
Wow.
Now, places like Wausau and down Wisconsin Rapids and then down into Richland Center, maybe 12 inches on the high end. And then places like Madison and Waukesha, those areas, much less, maybe 4 to 6 inches, something like that. But probably everybody's going to see some kind of a snow.
Yeah, it's February, so it's pretty. This back and forth of how nice it was yesterday, 45 degrees, I was walking the dog, it was a sweatshirt. If I have a day like that, easily walking the dog to the polling place tomorrow for the right. primary. If it does turn into, you know, we're already getting flurries tomorrow during the day and then that snow is coming, then it may be a car ride over to the library right. instead. So
fine.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But everybody out there in the listening audience, please, if you have not already voted early or returned your absentee ballot, make a plan to be a voter tomorrow, the statewide spring primary, February 21st, all across the state. And then once you've cast your ballot and you want to sit back and relax and hear the results come in, you can tune into Civic Media around the state of Wisconsin. We will be doing network coverage of races around the entire state from the top of the ticket with the state Supreme Court race. Two out of the four candidates will move on to the spring general and all the way down to local races here in Madison, Sun Prairie, and Waukesha. Oshkosh, all Green Bay, all around the state. We are going to cover all those down ballot races as well. So you're going to want to tune in for special election night coverage tomorrow, and you're going to be playing a role in that, Todd.
I, along with news director Terry Bell, will be here at the anchor desk at the world headquarters here in Madison, and we'll be going all over the state. We have Kristen and Jane down in Waukesha anchoring our 7 to 8 o'clock hour, a special extended edition of Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom from 6 until 7, and then starting at 8, Terry and I will anchor the coverage here. Other places around the state, other Civic Media news people joining in as well. So we will do our best to keep our listeners informed and involved, as they say. One important announcement, I just want to get this out there, Luke, because I had Matt Flynn on our program last week talking about this Supreme Court race. Very important, you guys. In the Supreme Court race, you've heard all of us say on all of our shows, the top two vote getters out of the four tomorrow go on to the general election in April. But when you cast your ballot tomorrow, you vote for one candidate, one person. If you vote for two, you have a spoiled ballot. That's a fancy way of saying it ain't going to count.
Yeah.
So don't be confused. I know it's easy to get confused because you keep hearing the top two.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, only because Matt and I both have people call into our shows that thought they were supposed to vote for two.
Oh.
That is not the case. You vote for...
I have not heard of that a caller asking that question yet, but that is an excellent clarification because, yes, you as a Wisconsin voter get to vote for one of the candidates. It is not ranked choice voting. There are not multiple candidates that you can fill out information for on your ballot. You pick your top choice, and that is your one vote for that.
Correct.
And so that is excellent clarification. And yeah, the ramifications of the state Supreme Court race are going to be huge. Finding out which two are the top vote getters will be part of the coverage tomorrow. But as you said, extended coverage with the Devil's Advocates for a bonus hour, 6 to 7. And then you get extra As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen and Jane as well. And so it's going to be a terrific evening of coverage. You're going to want to tune in to Civic Media all day long tomorrow from either Up North News with Pat Krylo kicking it off at 6 and then making your plan to go either return your absentee ballot or vote in person when the polls open at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Or all the excellent programming, the Todd Alba Show, the Earl Ingram Show, As Goes Wisconsin, Dueling Tangents, and so forth. Tomorrow, big spring primary election day. And here at Civic Media, we're going to be covering that. And we covered a little news. We broke some news ourselves as a network last Friday, Todd. And this will kind of feed into what Brian and I refer to as our Monday morning or Monday afternoon dumpster dive. We're going to go dumpster diving for a little bit of news you may have missed on Friday as the day wrapped up. Going into the weekend, Civic Media announced the acquisition of some more stations, Todd. And we're going to be reaching even more people here in the listening audience across the state of Wisconsin in areas like Eau Claire, La Crosse, Racine, and Kenosha. So some of those spots, as we've told you, where, you know, if you've been paying attention to the map, where we may be popping up next, those cities, Todd, a Civic Media station coming to them soon.
It will not stop. It's like Gilbert Brown back in the day, and incidentally, you can hear Gilbert Brown in Civic Media with the Grave Digger under the helmet on Earl Ingram's show, and then also once a week, is it on Sundays or
Saturdays Sundays at 1 p.m.
There you go, 1 p.m. You can hear Earl's show with the Grave Digger. Just when the Grave Digger was playing, you understand, there was no stop. Because you looked across the line and you looked at the opposition as a cheeseburger. And he wanted the cheeseburger and there was no stop on him. You understand? Yeah. With the Grave Digger, with a Civic Media, exactly like that. There is no stop on spreading the truth far and wide across the parameters of the state.
There may be one. There may be one stop. And I think it's we don't know if it's imaginary or if it's real, but it's definitely keeping us away. That Hodag up there in Rhinelander. We have not quite gotten Hodag. Yeah. Apparently fending us off a little bit for now.
I feel before it's all said and done, we will be in the far northern woods.
That was my favorite response by far on Friday as we broke this news. Kristen Bry and Jane Matinair, As Goes Wisconsin's Twitter account, goes, our condolences, Rhinelander. Because if you look at a map now, which was included with this breaking news, the press release that went out on Friday evening, there's a Rhinelander is on an island a little bit. And
a little carve out, yeah.
But As Goes Wisconsin, just saying, my condolences, Rhinelander, I thought was hilarious.
It was hilarious, but don't forget the Civic Media app.
Oh, yeah.
You can listen to us anywhere.
You can take us anywhere on the go, outside a listening pattern, especially when you leave the state of Wisconsin. You're definitely going to want the Civic Media app downloaded on your phone then. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents. I am Luke Mathers, joined on this Monday afternoon by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. We're going to be kicking around some Wisconsin headlines, getting some of the other news that you may have missed going into the weekend in our Monday afternoon dumpster dive, and some more reporting on one of those four Supreme Court candidates.
Oh.
And it's President's Day. I almost forgot.
Happy
President's Day. And we've got a little news about the President of the United States making some news today. So we'll get to that too. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. Stay tuned.
So folks, let's poker tonight and get to work tomorrow.
Oh yeah!
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 42. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows around 19. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 31. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk, from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
To Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined in studio by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show across several Civic Media stations. If you want to share a tangent with Todd and I, 844-967-2789. And Todd, one of the other items that you clearly picked up over the weekend, I missed it. It was found here in a dumpster dive when I started looking through what I may have missed going into the weekend, because a lot going on. It's a very hectic time.
It was a busy weekend.
Very busy weekend. Over the weekend, I like to unplug and take some time to try to not focus on the headlines. So I saw this one and I was a little taken aback, because it's got a Wisconsin connection. More of a national story, the way it wasn't necessarily picked up in all the local outlets. I found it over at abcnews.com. But the story is that the U.S. Labor Department fines food sanitation contractor $1.5 million for child labor violations, with more than 100 minors illegally employed under hazardous conditions. This written up by Noah Minnie over at ABC News. But Todd, the plant is here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, the plant that does the cleaning services.
Yes.
So I want to be clear, the fine went to this place in Grant County. If you're not familiar with where Grant County is, it's down in the southwest, the absolute most southwest corner of the state, basically right across the river from the Mississippi River from Dubuque.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a company that's in Grant County, based there, that does the cleaning services for meat packers like JBS, pardon me, in places like Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And so what has come out with this Department of Labor investigation was that this cleaning service based in Grant County was employing kids as young children, as young as 13 years old, having them work overnight third shifts, and in some cases using very harsh chemicals that burn their skin with no respirator.
Without proper protection for handling of those chemicals.
Not to mention, of course, there are laws you can't have a 13-year-old working overnight, let alone with those kind of chemicals.
When I saw this story, Todd, along with the fact that we've had ongoing negotiations of whether or not the rail line workers should be striking, mm-hmm. and these rail derailments happening in East Palestine and in Detroit and Houston, they've been happening in the news over and over again, and now child labor, it almost begs the question, do these stories just never go away? It honestly feels like if you took out some of the details, we could be dealing with headlines from 100 years ago.
Yeah, because right. Exactly.
The workers' rights being really just whittled away when it comes to rail workers, to children being employed in these meatpacking contractors that come in and clean these giant facilities with not like very dangerous situation for an adult, let alone a 13-year-old or any kind of minor. It just feels like a strange time right now to be seeing these headlines.
It's super strange. And the company, just to make sure we're clear, Packers Sanitation Services, Inc., they go by PSSI. Packers Sanitation Services, Inc. was the Grant County, Wisconsin-based company that does the sanitation for JBS, the meat packers. And we went further. And look, I'm not going to point the finger without pointing it at me. All of us, Luke, when we make decisions about where we buy whatever it is or where we eat, it has implications. So just to make sure that people didn't think that we were just some lefty talk program, we went to the all-knowing Fox Business News website.
Oh, yeah?
And there was a story unrelated, well, kind of. The story a couple of years ago was on JBS actually had their website hacked from a company in Brazil. So Fox was taking
And JBS does a lot of business in Brazil, though, too.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And so they were taking this from the perspective of all their computers got hacked. But the interesting thing is Fox Business News went through and listed all because what they were saying is if their computers go down, look at all these businesses that will be affected because here's where JBS sells their meat to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out that JBS, some of their biggest clients are McDonald's, Wendy's, Outback Steakhouse, and where else? Costco.
Yeah.
So, look, I said, I'll put myself in this category, right? And I know, look, we also have to realize there are people who are living on fixed incomes. I've been there. I'm not too far away from that right now, where you have to look at your monthly budget and say, yeah, I can't afford to buy the best end meat because it's more expensive. But here's the thing. There are places like at Richland Center, the Richland Locker in Spring Green, Wisconsin, Prem Meats, all over this state, there are local butchers and locker plants. And I would encourage people, when and if you can, purchase your meat there. Because when we make decisions to buy from Costco and from McDonald's and where, you know what fast food place was not on that list?
Culver's.
You got it.
There you go. Because Culver's has a commitment to local.
That's why Giannis trusts Culver's. You know, he trusts Culver's.
That's because who else is going to be able to turn around 50 burgers fast enough at that quality for him after he drops a record high, I believe, that night, 54.
His
personal best. Yep. So, the fact of being aware of how these things are connected, it gets to really a core of what Brian and I sought out to do when we started Dueling Tangents. Mm-hmm. Is things are connected,
right?
And if you don't talk about them and you don't discuss these things, then you have a hard time seeing those connections. And so, yeah, it is an excellent point that these may feel like a giant corporation decided to employ some miners to clean their facilities. What's the big whoop? They're going to get slapped with a fine. It's going to be end. But no, it is interconnected to everything and the way that we take a lot of how things work for granted and just say, well, that it is what it is. So that's what's going on.
But to your point also, JBS gets slapped at $1.5 million. They're a multi-billion-dollar company. Yep. Nobody's going to jail for this. 13-year-olds are being burned by chemicals. It goes back to the 1%ers in this country that control these corporations who are taking it to the regular person.
Because they probably saved a whole lot more than $1.5 million through those practices. And it absolutely needs to be discussed. And so we're going to continue the conversation with how these headlines relate to each other and take your phone calls. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on this Monday afternoon by Todd Alba, the incredible host of the Todd Alba Show. And we're just getting started. We got some more very important headlines about how things are connected to the past and the future the primary election tomorrow.
I thought you were going to say Incredible Hulk. I have gained a few pounds.
Stop it. This is Dueling Tangents. We will return in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Here comes the meat wagon. Hey, Mom!
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. President Biden made a big announcement during a surprise stop in Ukraine's capital today.
This week, we're delivering billions in direct budgetary support. Billions in direct budgetary support, which the government can put to use immediately.
Mr. Biden's surprise visit lasted for hours today. He'll meet with European leaders in Poland tomorrow. People are remembering former President Jimmy Carter's legacy and character as he enters hospice care in Plains, Georgia.
What does President Carter mean to you?
He is that example that the Bible talks about.
At least one suspect's in custody in New Orleans now following a deadly shooting at a Mardi Gras parade. Interim Police Superintendent Michelle Woodfolk.
He was arrested for illegal carrying of a weapon, and our homicide investigative unit is still investigating.
One person died in the shooting. Four others were injured. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Tomorrow is primary election day in Wisconsin. Voters will narrow a field of four state Supreme Court candidates down to two. There's also a Republican primary for an important state Senate race in the Milwaukee area. The Brewers say they know they have their work cut out for them, getting lawmakers behind their proposed long-term agreement with the state. Governor Evers wants the state to pay for $290 million for upkeep at the Brewers Stadium for 20 years. In return, the team would agree not to leave Milwaukee.
We're looking for what the state and the district obligated itself to do a long time ago when we signed a lease, and nothing more.
That's Rick Schlesinger. He's the Brewers president of business operations. He was on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. In sports, Giannis Antetokounmpo was in New York to get his injured right wrist looked at. The Bucks don't play again until Friday. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
The devil's advocates, never personal, only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the plan.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life. Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum tum tum.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on this Monday afternoon by Todd Alba. And you can join us as well, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. You can also tweet at Dueling Tangents. Follow us on Twitter if you want to stay in the know with what's on our mind, where our train of thought is lingering. You can see that on Twitter. It's an excellent place for it. You just jump from tangent to tangent sometimes on that one. It's you're a big fan of Twitter too, right?
I am. I'm used that more than anything else. But see, I use it to get information. So I follow all kinds of like legit news services. Good God! I was distracted. Somebody needs to go slower on
University Avenue.
Somebody was street racing. I mean, the Daytona 500 is over the weekend. Somebody's still racing. Anyway, sorry, that was a tangent.
That's
there.
Okay.
It was a bright yellow Mustang or something.
I was saying, some
zoomed
kind of
past
car.
Probably at 55 miles an hour in a 25 zone. Anyway, yeah. So I'm a big Twitter follower. I follow like legit news. I get it. I think it's a quick way to get news bits and information.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I follow it.
And it is one of those ones for a really long time where you could create what you were seeing by following only certain things. And now it's changed since a certain former richest man in the world and no longer the richest man in the world. I wonder if the business practices were leading into that. But that's just a tangent for another day. It's a little different now, but it's still got at its core a lot of the premise. You just see random memes tweeted by that individual more frequently because he boosts the algorithm. But it is an excellent source of information because you can find different, you can follow the things that you're interested when it comes to sports, like the Daytona 500, the NBA All-Star game was last night. It was great for content there. Giannis just screaming winner, winner, chicken dinner when he
won hoist, it all.
Yeah, his team, he didn't really, it was the first time he beat Team LeBron. And I was a little nervous. The trophy that he was picking up was heavy, and he's dealing with a slight wrist injury right now, and so as he like went to go pick up the trophy, he was clearly trying to like scoot it over to his left hand to pick it up that way because he didn't want to put a whole lot of weight on his right hand. But he's going to get a second opinion apparently on the wrist in New York today, and hopefully he'll be back in action when the Bucks are returned to the Pfizer Forum on Friday evening. But he tried to pick up this trophy, and I was like, please don't lift it up with both hands, please, 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 and he kind of cradled it instead and said winner winner chicken dinner. That was his response. Now he's 1-2 all time against Team LeBron. So he got the victory, scored the first 2 points, and then immediately fouled and got out of the game.
Good for him.
But you can follow that kind of content to see the sports, but you can also then follow content when you find out you wake up on President's Day and the President of the United States took an impromptu trip to, I don't know, for lack of better words, give the middle finger to the leader of Russia by saying, I'm going to go show the solidarity that the United States has with the country of Ukraine and visit Zelensky on President's Day in Kyiv. And that's pretty wild to wake up to on Twitter as well. So what are your thoughts on, I know you got a chance with, again, 3 hours of long format talk radio with the Todd Alba Show. But what's a brief tangent you got for what Biden did with his trip to Kyiv today?
Speaking of Twitter, Luke, I think this tells us there's a meme somebody put up called Presidential Leadership has John Kennedy, Ich bin ein Berliner.
Which means I'm a jelly donut, if you actually do the actual translation. But
it's supposed to mean I'm a Berliner.
I know.
Anyway, President Kennedy from 1963. Then you have tear down this wall, President Reagan from 1987. And today, quote, Kyiv stands, President Biden, February 20th, 2023. And that kind of says it all, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a historic day on President's Day for President Joe Biden making a surprise visit. Apparently reporting this morning on CBS was that the reporters in the pool traveling with the president on Air Force One, when they arrived and aborted Air Force One at Joint Base Andrews just outside of D.C., had their cell phones confiscated by the Secret Service to be put into a box or whatever because they were so sensitive going into a war zone that the reporters weren't even allowed to have access to their phone until the plane landed safely in Kyiv.
Yeah, well, they didn't land in Kyiv. They landed. He took a 10-hour train ride to get from Poland to Kyiv, from my understanding.
That part I did not know.
From my understanding, the coordination that went into this secret visit is because I don't think that they could fly into the war zone.
So they landed in Poland. Joe Biden takes a train trip to Kyiv.
It is the most on-brand Joe Biden thing in the world, and I think it was terrific. Like riding a secret train into a military war zone and to show your solidarity with a country that is fighting for its independence to hold off the Russian aggression that is going on in Eastern Europe right now, I think it's tremendous. And to anybody that doesn't think that this man is gearing up for a second term or that is capable to run and be the president for another 4 years after this term is completed? I think Joe Biden's on a tour right now saying, oh yeah, you want to bet?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what he's doing right now, because this is almost unheard of when it comes to a president going into an active war zone like this and showing support for an ally that it, because this is what, the greatest military conflict in continental Europe since
World War II?
Yeah. And it is the 1 year anniversary. This has been going on for a year. It's almost hard to believe that it's only been a year. It feels much longer than that. But the fact that for a lot of professionals in the military world, they thought that if Putin decided to invade Ukraine, that Ukraine would fall and Kyiv would fall very quickly thereafter. And now, about a year later, the president of the United States going and standing in support with our ally in Ukraine, in President Zelensky, I think just sends a tremendous, tremendous message to not only the United States, but the world as a whole. And again, it's showing Putin that this is where he stands on that issue. He's willing to go and take that trip and stand there with Zelensky.
And the irony that Putin, you know, started this in part to divide NATO and to spread more kind of terror across Eastern Europe. All it's done is actually strengthen and add to countries to NATO. And also, we had a caller actually call in from Richland Center this morning on the show when we talked about this. And she had hosted a Ukrainian student 20 plus years ago at a student at UW Richland.
Okay.
And now the son has come here
to UW Richland.
To Richland, and then actually studying up at Lawrence University as well. And the connection there, right?
Yeah.
To local communities across Wisconsin. But she pointed out, our caller, Mary was her name, pointed out that, yes, number one, as you're saying, it's a big middle finger to Putin. But also we have to remember, this is a great reminder to the resolve of the Ukrainian people. Yeah. Because none of this, you know, I don't think any of us could ever fathom what they have gone through the last year. Being constantly bombarded, losing people close to them,
having war crimes committed against them.
Exactly.
Just the indiscriminate shelling of civilian populations by Russian aggressors is unspeakable.
The kidnapping of thousands of children out of their homes and being taken to Russia. And still the Ukrainian people says, no, we will not give up, and keeps defending democracy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good reminder to those are the real heroes, the Ukrainian people, but certainly to President Biden for, he's clearly gearing up for a re-election. But I think more than anything, it's what we expect an American president to do.
Yeah.
A true example of American presidential leadership, regardless of party.
Yeah, and so I think a very, very telling action by the President of the United States going and showing the country's support, his administration's support to Ukraine. And in some instances, you have to ask. And now this is a little tangential from what's going on in Ukraine. But when there are forces out there trying to divide or sow doubt on issues like the goal of Putin and Russia was to divide the West, to try to break up NATO, try to sow that division. Here in Wisconsin, we've seen division sown over the last 2-3 years about what is acceptable for voting. People have attacked the institution that is guaranteed to all of us to go and voice our opinion when it comes to who we want to vote for. And that division has been festering. It's been taken advantage of by certain people, like a former Supreme Court Justice, Michael Gableman, who for months on end was saying that there was impropriety in the 2020 election here in Wisconsin, that there was widespread voter fraud, and he knew it. The Zuckerberg dollars, what happened in nursing homes, he was going to show that there was some kind of impropriety there. Nothing ever came of a final report. It went away with a whimper.
Yeah.
He crossed Voss, and Voss fired him. Mm-hmm. He essentially said, fine, you're going to endorse my primary opponent. You no longer get this blank check to go and cast aspersions upon our elections. You don't get to do that anymore. And we now see, Todd, that there are still lingerings of these divisions sown, because tomorrow in the statewide primary that will be taking place, a piece written up by Mitchell Schmidt over at the Wisconsin State Journal headlined rights group. Some clerks still telling disabled voters they can't get help filing ballots in Wisconsin. Still to this day. Now, as Mitchell Schmidt points out in the leadoff of the piece, it's been more than 5 months since a federal court reaffirmed that voters with disabilities are entitled to receive help mailing or delivering absentee ballots, but lingering confusion among some local election officials has left some voters facing continuing barriers to their right to vote.
It's a six commentary, but here's the point, Luke. Republicans are seeing the fruit of their labor because a lot of what they have done for the last 10 to 15 years in this state is to confuse voters, to gaslight them, to make them afraid. We've talked about this. We see it down in Milwaukee. The playbook is you introduce a voter ID, quote unquote, bill, and then you buy a billboard down in Milwaukee in a neighborhood predominantly of black voters. And you have a scary picture. You have a black man or a woman whose skin is darkened and they're in handcuffs. And the headline in red across the billboard says, voter fraud is punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. And you want to scare people. You know, that's the playbook of the Republicans, to scare people from voting, to keep them away. Same thing here. Republicans have harped for the last 2 to 3 years on you can't help somebody vote. That's illegal. And so now they've scared good people in local communities. Well, I'd like to help you, but I don't want to get in trouble for this. And they're hampering people's ability to vote and cast a ballot, which is their constitutional right to do. It's one of the most sick things that any party in this country, any person in this country could do to deny someone a right to vote. And this is right out of the playbook. This is Republican voter suppression 101.
And it shows you that the division works.
Exactly.
And that's unfortunate why it is used as a tactic so often, is because it works. And then you find out stories of disabled voters trying to be able to do what is federally allowed to, with their disability, receive help in filing their absentee ballot. Because, folks, yes, the pandemic stage is starting to wean. We are now more in an endemic phase of the COVID-19 virus. But for individuals that are immunocompromised or have immunodeficiencies that still have the worst consequences if they do contract the virus, they're still susceptible to that. And so they should absolutely be able to receive assistance for voting absentee to keep themselves safe and to be able to still exercise their constitutional right to vote. And because of these tactics utilized by conservative outlets, Republican elected officials here in Wisconsin for the last better part of 3 years now, is what we're going on. And it's worked. And now we have individuals that are like, they're trying to get that assistance. And the local clerks are saying, oh, I'm sorry, the state law, there was a court ruling. I don't know what's going on. I've been told that I got to really batten down the hatches because there's improprieties when it comes to voting. And we don't want any semblance of that. So you can't receive that assistance, even though the federal courts have said, yes, if you have a disability, you can receive assistance in filing your absentee ballot. It is so disgusting. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on this Monday afternoon by Todd Alba. One more segment coming up in the day. Plenty of time for your phone calls. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 19. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 31. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows level off around 28. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Monday by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show that you can catch on WRCE, WXCO, and WLAK. Three tremendous stations, a part of the Civic Media Network, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., Monday through Friday. And Todd, you hit a, with your little tangent. Your little tangent. Well, no, as you were discussing, how it was a tactic that Republicans use and how they gaslight. It triggered something. That, a new story that I forgot. I want to thank again William Walter for filling in last Friday.
Did a great job.
Yeah, he does a tremendous job. Brian and I were at the new facilities and we were getting some stuff done there, so unable to be on the air. I want to thank Will for filling in on Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I saw Thursday evening that caught my eye and I had planned to talk about on Friday but couldn't is a story where that gaslighting, that Republican gaslighting that you referred to, fits in very nicely. But before we get to that story, let's head over to the phone lines. We got our friend Wisco Paul calling in. Wisco, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'd just like to give a shout-out to Civic Media Group, getting the truth out there, which is going to be a big help. Instead of having the right-wing blowhard spew lies day in and day out,
Well, they're still going to do that, but we're just offering an alternative on the airwaves, Wisco.
Correct. That's correct. It's an alternative, and you gentlemen are closer to the truth than anybody, so it's going to make a big difference in the state. And the last thing I'm going to say, get out and vote tomorrow, and thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, Wisco. We appreciate that. And yes, folks, if you have not yet made a plan to be a voter tomorrow, please do so between now and 8 p.m. tomorrow. Polls will close then. You can vote in person. Polls open at 7 a.m. depending on, well, for across the state. You can go to your local polling place, cast your ballot in the spring primary election from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. tomorrow. And then you can tune into Civic Media for special election night coverage all night long. Todd Alba, Terry Bell hosting that Civic Media coverage. And Todd, this is the story. This is the headline that caught my eye last
week. Give us the headline, Luke. Lay it on us.
This was over at Urban Milwaukee. But the headline is Wisconsin lost 106,000 people under the age of 26 in last decade.
Okay.
Pretty important statistic, or at least a age group to lose that large of a statistic.
Sure.
106,000 people. And this piece, as I said, over at Urban Milwaukee, but originally found at Joel Schultz by Wisconsin Public Radio. And Joe puts this up. And interestingly enough, in the piece, it's talking about a study from Forward Analytics, the research arm of the Wisconsin Counties Association. But there's an interesting quote from an individual in here that I think probably played a larger role in policy in Wisconsin than many other, and very few people have more of an influential role in this last decade than probably this individual in the
sure.
quote. And the gaslighting is just really interesting, because during the Walker years, the urban-rural divide was really the divide and conquer, as Scott Walker himself referred it to. He was going to divide and conquer anybody that was in opposition to him. And the urban areas were pitted against the more rural areas of the state, and there was resentment there. And there was a lot played up on in the Walker administration and the Walker era policies along that line. And in this piece about how the state has lost since a decade ago when Walker took office, more than 100,000 people under the age of 26, this quote comes up. Wisconsin's image as a rural agrarian state also could be playing a role in its struggles to appeal to younger people, wrote Kurt Bauer, president of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business association, in a 2016 trade publication. While Bauer said that the state should be proud of its agriculture sector, he argued it needs to rebrand itself to better reflect its diverse economy. Diversity? Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce playing up diversity? That sounds like some identity politics right there.
Be careful that rural agricultural theory there.
Yeah, I don't want to put any words in his mouth, but we can read this quote. Wisconsin needs to craft an image that accurately reflects and promotes our high quality of life and economic diversity, Bauer wrote. And so, to me, Todd, that seems like gaslighting 101 at its finest. Play up when you see it beneficial, but in the Walker era, as the president of the largest business lobby in the state that is backed openly Republican candidates, said this is the candidate that we want to pick in these races, really just endorsed the Walker era agenda, the Robin Voss agenda. And then now, when a story comes out that we are losing too many young people, he's going to then blame the rural population, the rural image that the state has, as the reason, not the terrible policies that were enacted under the Walker administration, not the fact that people were leaving in droves under the age of 26 during that time. It couldn't have been the policies, Todd. It's the image.
Well, again, it's right out of the Republican playbook 101. They're happy to embrace the rural folks of the state, rural communities, as you said, when it benefits them at the election booth. But then when they want to actually perform policy and attract people, suddenly those folks don't matter. And this is what frustrates me as someone who grew up in a rural part of Wisconsin, in southwest Wisconsin, that I know good folks all across the state from rural areas that listen to Civic Media, and sometimes kind of out of spite maybe because they don't always agree with us, and that's fine. But just remember, it's the Republicans who are making fun of you and using you behind your back. It's the same thing last week when it came out. We don't want to get too far on that tangent, but the Dominion voting machine trial on Fox News. All right, the same thing happened last week, folks, where this trial came out very, very quickly. And so Dominion, the voting machine company, is suing Fox News, saying because you said our voting machines were terrible, we've lost billions of dollars. That's a very 30,000-foot level of what this is about. There were depositions in that trial. And here's the point, that people, Fox News people, including anchors like Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and others, under oath, and having to submit their emails and cell phone texts under oath.
Through discovery,
yep. It turned out that they don't believe half the things they say. They know that the 2020 election was valid, and yet they spewed these lies anyway. This is the same thing, you guys. People like Kirk Bauer, who used to be married to my cousin, or her husband, anyway. Anyway, it's a long story. I know the guy, all right?
Yeah.
And they're using, Kirk Bauer doesn't believe half the stuff he says. He's doing it just for political purposes. They're using you, rural Wisconsin. Don't let them do it.
I don't think I can add anything to that, Todd. That's terrific. It is. It is very upsetting that the response is then, we need a rebranding campaign. Just like if we put more flyers in Minneapolis and Chicago, then we can address the worker shortage here in Wisconsin.
Here's a rebranding campaign. Tammy Baldwin actually brought $7 million to Wisconsin for agriculture and dairy. How about that? Those are the people that actually care about your rural Wisconsin.
There you go. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. Really want to thank Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show.
My pleasure.
For joining me on this Monday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to y'all then.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Cut. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.